The ruined lives of rock, blues, or pop musicians are as much a trademark of the music as stardom. But music critic Milo Miles says San Francisco's Carlos Guitarlos proves that not everyone's fall from grace is a simple story with a predictable conclusion.
One, two, three. Ago, they took another boat down the Timberline Road. It was the west down yonder in New Orleans. It was the city folk, don't you know? Because the 100 years ago, and not a bag of lies down the Timberline Road.
Publicity people in the music business often push a record on me by noting what a terrific story lies behind it. I always say, that is a terrific story. How does it make the album any better? Having said that, I have to add that every once in a while, it seems that traces of a musician's hard luck tale can be heard in the work, and make it more affecting. I don't believe the old saw that suffering improves your ability to sing certain types of music, but perhaps it's no accident that the three down-and-outers I find most vivid had a fondness for country weepers and the blues. Ted Hawkins was the most well-known, a jailbird, a junkie, and a sometimes homeless street performer who discovered that his own failures and bitter disappointments were his best subject matter. The next is a little-known former Elvis imitator called Little Enos. He emerged from alcoholic stupor and a ruined career to record a final record called I Kept the Wine and Threw Away the Roses. He had become far more than an Elvis imitator. He had become himself. And the third is San Francisco street musician Carlos Guitarlos.
Lord, won't you help me? I've fallen again, straight from the heart. You can hear my cheer when you call in again. Help me make a new start. It's been years and years since we talked just as friends, straight from the heart. It's been one spit in the wind. Two strikes I can't win. You've been calling me, calling me, calling me. Come back again. Lord, won't you.
When he was Los Angeles guitarist Carlos Alaya, he was kind of a slow starter as a pro musician. But at age 30 in 1980, he was finally in the right place at the right time. He met rock and R&B singer Top Jimmy just when roots met punk in the L.A. music scene, and bands like X and the Blasters became the rage. Fronting Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, Carlos and Jimmy embodied a certain hip bar band ideal of the times, living every bit of the wild times they sang about, as willing to brawl as play. The only album anybody ever saw from them was Solid Work, but the title said it all, Pigus Drunkus Maximus. The script is standard. Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs fall apart. Scene fades. Sharp guitarist for second-tier band becomes a footnote. But Carlos rewrote the ending. With some help from his nephew Damon and the will to stay sober, he lifted himself above street performer. Top Jimmy's death from liver failure probably had something to do with it. The songs on Carlos's solo album are built from basic blues and boogie materials and familiar language. But he's not just derivative. In fact, he shows such flair for the fundamentals that you're sure you've heard the best tunes before, even if you haven't.
So now I'm loving you, and everything is fine. Yeah, I'm still working hard. Yes, I'm really trying. I'm out there every day.
Carlos Guitarlos does his share of numbers like The Sea of All My Troubles. but some ostensibly up-tempo party tunes on Straight from the Heart have a rueful undercurrent. In a music world where hedonism is no longer shocking, Guitarlos's hint of wisdom is most welcome. He may raise hell anyway, but he knows there will be a tomorrow. This bittersweet attitude is all over the album's highlight, Two Tavern Town.
I know everybody here playing cards and drinking beer. And I tell you what, my dear, you can't get to there from here. I'm drinking in a two tavern town.
Now, baby, don't listen to him. I have never seen you here. Would you like a drink, my dear? We could dance and make romance. If you like to take a chance. Tavern town, I'm drinking in a two tavern town.
It's no disrespect to say Guitarlos's voice lets him down at times, or that the vocal help he gets from X's John Doe and the Blasters' Dave Alvin provides a welcome change of pace. He really is doing whatever it takes to be the best he can. Carlos Guitarlos sounds like a former swaggering tough guy who's been frightened and knows the value of a second chance.
Milo Miles is a contributing writer to Rolling Stone. He reviewed Straight from the Heart by Carlos Guitarlos.
Women and whiskey.
Women and whiskey. Yeah, gonna be the death of me.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Ian Chillog directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Drinking 11, show got the best of me.